You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number is 877-726-8255. And for your convenience, you can call during the program. You know, should you be hearing the program in real time and you have a question, you can call 877-726-8255. But to make it easier for people all over the country who listen to the program in all manner of times and even listen to our podcast, you can call 877-726-8255. Say it again. 877-726-8255 anytime during the week and record a question. So, all right, we're one of the themes of this program is the mismatch between our diet and our biological heritage. We evolved over hundreds of thousands of years to consume certain foods, and then within a historical blink of an eye, within the last 100 years, we've introduced all manner of faux foods, unnatural foods, foods that our system is not accustomed to handling. And the result has been all kinds of degenerative diseases that we haven't seen in the past. Now, life in paleo times was no picnic because we had to contend with famines and disease, wild animals, infections, and life was strenuous. We were subject to extremes of climate and parasites and modern sanitation and the heating and cooling of our homes has made life easier. And then, of course, the advent of medical interventions, that too has solved a lot of our disease problems. But a new category of diseases has arrived on the scene, and these are the degenerative diseases, metabolic disorders, many of which are related to lifestyle. So here's a suite of articles that talk about the harms induced by foods in the American diet. And I'll start out with a theme of pro-inflammatory foods. And this is actually something that I weighed in on in a recent newsletter article, because among the pro-inflammatory foods, sugar and ultra-processed foods, refined grains, seed oils, that fried foods, these are some of the things that promote inflammation. But included in that list is red meat. And I took issue with that because actually there are many studies that suggest that red meat per se is not a cause of inflammation. It's just that when red meat is consumed in a supersized meat type diet, yeah, it's going to be pro-inflammatory. It's the poor quality meat, processed meat in many cases, on a bun with seed oil rich dressing, or mayonnaise, sugar-infused ketchup, and the accompaniments of meat that make it a problem. But anyway, so we have an article here, Pervasiveness of Inflammation-Inducing Foods in the American Diet. And here's what they found, that overall, 57% of U.S. adults have a pro-inflammatory diet. Okay, what are the criteria for that? They use something called the DII, the Dietary Inflammatory Index. It was a tool developed a decade ago that includes 45 dietary components, and they apply this to the diets of more than 34,000 adults, included in something called the NHANES survey. It's the largest dietary survey undertaken in the U.S. And so what they did is they looked at these folks and they assigned an inflammation score to these folks. 57% had a pro-inflammatory diet, right? Only 34% had an anti-inflammatory diet. 9% had neutral dietary inflammatory levels. So what are some of the things that combat inflammation, according to the DII, the Dietary Inflammatory Index? A diet consisting of whole grains, green leafy vegetables, and legumes, and fatty fish such as salmon and berries. This could have an anti-inflammatory effect. Positive interventions, such as adding more garlic, ginger, turmeric, and green and black tea, all of which are anti-inflammatory, can help to push you more towards an anti-inflammatory place on the DII. But eating a lot of baked goods that are full of shortening, eating a lot of sugar, that's going to dramatically increase inflammation throughout your body. What does inflammation cause? Well, it causes problems like atherosclerosis. It even may lead to cancer. It can damage the brain, the kidneys, virtually every organ of the body, including the skin, making your appearance less cosmetically acceptable. These are the ravages of an inflammatory diet. All right, here's another one. Ultra-processed food consumption and the risk of gallstone disease. Well, we tend to think of, well, what is it that causes so many of Americans to undergo gallbladder surgery? It's one of the most common types of surgery that we do in America. And here's what they found. Ultra-processed food consumption was associated with the risk for gallstone disease. In particular, you know, you might think, well, it's about fat. You know, if you eat like a lot of bacon, or if you eat a lot of butter, if you eat full fat dairy, that will increase your risk of gallstone disease. Well, what they found is among the things that are causing gallstone disease, it was particularly consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages and even artificially sweetened beverages associated with higher risk for gallstone problems. They say ultra-processed foods are industrially formulated, often hyper-palatable. Good word, hyper-palatable, ready-to-eat food products that are largely or completely derived from substances extracted from whole foods or additives. Cheap, readily available, they tend to be energy-dense. Poorer people consume more of them, hence they're more likely to have inflammation and gallbladder problems because they're cheap and ubiquitous. And sometimes it's harder to get fresh produce in so-called food deserts where poor people reside. They say additives, processing byproducts and contaminants may damage the microbiome, which has an impact on bile recirculation within the gut, which is one of the things that predisposes to gallbladder disease. So there you go. All right, finally, ultra-processed food intake and body mass index change among youths. Are our kids getting fatter because of ultra-processed foods? Indeed, they are. We evaluated the association, they say, between ultra-processed food intake and body mass index change in a large United States youth cohort. And what they found is that, indeed, kids are getting bigger. And there is a dramatic correlation between the consumption of ultra-processed foods, which have become pervasive in the United States food system. So what are these foods? annual BMI increases, body mass index increases, were associated with elevated intake of ultra-processed breakfast cereals, which are targeted to kids, savory snacks and ready-to-eat or ready-to-heat foods, especially pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. So that's what's happening on the U.S. healthcare front. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Let's talk about exercise, because exercise, according to this study, is a very, very valid treatment for anxiety and depression. Anxiety and depression are so pervasive in the society, and we expend a lot of time and energy on psychotherapy. But especially these days, you don't get a lot of reimbursement talking to people, right? Like, a lot of my psychologists and MSW friends say that it's tough working with the insurance companies. They want quick results, so they'll pay for 6 or 8 sessions, and then you're done. So good psychotherapy can help with depression and anxiety, but what mostly we're targeting when we deal with anxiety and depression, we're using drugs, and a very high percentage of Americans are taking anxiety medication. Many of these are addictive. It can increase the risk of falls in seniors, and can make people feel drowsy and sedated, and a little brain dead. And then there's antidepressant drugs, which work sometimes for anxiety and depression, but have a high rate of failure. So exercise. Headline: benefits of resistance exercise training and treatment of anxiety and depression. Okay, now, what's distinct about the study is that it didn't look at just running. It didn't look at cycling. It didn't look at swimming. These are aerobic exercises that I like to engage in. It looked at resistance exercise. And we're talking about bodybuilding type stuff, right? Well, that's stuff that we thought was relegated to jocks and muscle heads. But researchers publishing in Trends in Molecular Medicine out of the University of Limerick, yeah, I guess that's in Ireland, but also in collaboration with Iowa State University, there's exciting evidence that resistance training may be an accessible alternative therapy to improve anxiety and depression, like more established therapies, while also improving other important aspects of health. So what they found is that, and I find that this is the case too, because, you know, I'll do some resistance training. I'll do it at least a couple of times a week, maybe three times. Their beneficial effects of resistance training, including improvements in insulin-like growth factor, cerebrovascular adaptations, and neural adaptations influenced by controlled breathing, which is inherent to resistance exercise. It's a little like yogic breathing, because you have to know how to breathe when you're lifting weights. They say there's substantial promise in investigating the mechanisms that may underlie these benefits so that we can optimize prescription of resistance exercise for anxiety and depression. So, hey, you know, if you're feeling anxious and depressed, you know, do something in the gym or do something at home, even doing planks or wall squats. These are forms of resistance exercise that can have a beneficial effect on your mood. This item, and you know, we talked about this last hour in depth, collagen is a thing. And I've come to the conclusion that collagen supplementation makes a lot of sense. I've begun including it in my personal regimen. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. It's collagen that keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging, becoming wrinkly. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. Also good for nails. Collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Brightcore Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. Those synovial membranes, they need collagen. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some of the effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free. That's two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. All right, so we're talking about exercise, and some of you may say, well, I'm too busy to exercise. I got the kids, I got the commute, I got the job, 9 to 5. Now they want me back in the office. That's the trend, no more working at home. So what if you're a weekend warrior? Well, I used to kind of disparage weekend warriors because I think that consistent training is important. So you need to hit at least a couple of days during the week to have good physical conditioning. But au contraire, says an article from Massachusetts General Hospital, weekend warrior physical activity may help protect against more than 200 diseases. They found that a weekend warrior pattern of exercise is nearly as good as a daily pattern of exercise. It's all about just the cumulative amount of time you spend exercising. They found a lower risk of developing 264 future diseases. Results are published in a journal called Circulation. And so, the associations were strongest for cardiometabolic conditions such as hypertension and diabetes. There was a 43% and a 46% comparing consistent exercise with weekend warrior exercises. So actually the benefits were almost comparable. So weekend warriors, you know, don't give up the ship because you think it's inferior to daily exercise. It might be just as good. So just do it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. You can call and record a question anytime you like during the week. And I just wanted to mention that we got a special offer. It is a free offer. I know you like that word, F-R-E-E. Kyolic aged garlic extract. Free samples available. Our friends at Kyolic aged garlic extract want our Intelligent Medicine listeners to stay healthy. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. Just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. There's no purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from our good friends at Kyolic. All right, this item is quite fascinating because we see so many people these days with atrial fibrillation. And in fact, I saw a classmate of mine who, this was our 55th high school reunion, and I saw him, I think it might have been our 30th or our 40th high school reunion, and I went up to him and I said, "Hi, Bruce, how you doing?" And he said, he could barely talk. And I said, "Oh my goodness, Bruce, what's wrong?" And his face was deformed. He had kind of a saggy facial expression, and he'd had a stroke. And at a relatively young age, he might have been, 45 or 50 or something, early 50s. And he had atrial fibrillation unbeknownst to him and had a stroke. And the good news is that I saw him at the 55th reunion. He's completely recovered. He underwent extensive speech rehabilitation and physical rehabilitation, and he's absolutely fine, which is great. He recovered from it, and thank goodness now he's on a blood thinner to prevent subsequent strokes. But there's some really interesting stuff on the relationship between the gut microbiome and atrial fibrillation. And I also saw a study which was a small pilot study of using antibiotics to lower the risk of recurring bouts of atrial fibrillation. And although these are preliminary results suggesting that maybe by altering the microbiome, getting rid of certain harmful species of bacteria, the incidence of atrial fibrillation could be reduced. I have here in front of me another study, entitled Gut Microbiome and Atrial Fibrillation, Results from a Large Population-Based Study. We examined the association, the researchers say, between atrial fibrillation with gut microbiota in 6,700 individuals. And what they found is that by looking at certain populations of bacteria, Prevotella, Odorabacter, Colincella, Barnesiella, and Allostypes bacteria. There won't be a pop quiz on this, I guarantee you. By looking at the prevalence of certain of these bacteria, they could reliably predict risk of atrial fibrillation. So, okay. So the question is, what's the practical take home? Is it our diets that are messing up our intestinal flora? Is it, is there potential for antibiotic therapy to reduce the propensity to atrial fibrillation in some individuals? It's a very interesting thing because we tend to think of, there's a gut-brain connection. There's a gut-skin connection. There's a gut lung connection, and now it appears as a gut-heart connection. And yet another study shows that gut bacteria are linked to fatty deposits in the heart arteries, aka atherosclerotic plaques. The study was performed by researchers at Uppsala University. I love the name of that university in Sweden, Uppsala University, and they found that certain bacteria, when present in the gut, may have a relationship to higher risk of atherosclerosis. So, yes, indeed, there is a heart-gut connection. Well, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. They've diversified into CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or say you need a little peace and calm, something relaxing. Plus Health's Peace Gummies contain a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort, which supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. Or if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA, an innovative ingredient that supports metabolic health and helps to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD connection. Okay, put on your crash helmets, because this is news that for some of you may be pretty disconcerting. Headline, court revives more than 500 lawsuits over Fosamax femur fracture risk. All right. The go-to for osteoporosis for many years has been what are called bisphosphonate medications. I call them the Sally Field drugs. Sally Field famously became a spokesperson for, I believe it was Boniva, which is one of these bisphosphonate drugs. The first one, of course, was Fosamax. That's the subject of this lawsuit. And then there's Actonel. They all work similarly to increase bone density, but there's a problem associated with their use over many years. Now, there's no question that for people at high risk of fracture, using these medications can sometimes reduce the risk of fracture, especially vertebral fracture. And so they're not without benefit, but they're being prescribed like candy to lots and lots of women, and they're told to take them indefinitely, or at least that is until recently, when it was realized that taking it for more than 6 or 8 years not only didn't decrease your risk of fractures, but increased your risk for certain unusual fractures, spiral fractures of the hip, for example, due to devitalized bone. So there are now a series of lawsuits, 500 of them, alleging that Merck failed to warn that its osteoporosis drug increased the risk of thigh bone fractures. And there was an effort to dismiss these lawsuits, but a unanimous panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that federal law did not block the plaintiff's state law claims over the drug. What they're saying, essentially what the defense that Merck is mounting here, is they're saying, well, look, the drug was approved, so how can you sue us over an approved drug? But the U.S. Court of Appeals said, look, you're still liable, especially if you concealed information that suggested that over a long period of time, Fosamax could not merely build bone, but could somewhat devitalize bone. So the net result of this is that doctors these days are turning more towards biological drugs, drugs like Prolia, which is a whole new cadre of medications that work in a different way to promote bone. The two are not without risks, but there's less likelihood of unusual thigh bone fractures with these medications. The catch is that when you stop medications like Prolia, you really need to go on bisphosphonate drugs like Fosamax, because after discontinuing Prolia, there's a rebound, rapid loss of bone such that you need to add something to prevent that bone loss that may occur after withdrawal of these biological medications. So my take on this is that it's best to utilize natural methods to increase and maintain bone density, and only when it really appears that these are not adequate to forestall the potential for bone fractures should we turn to drugs. All too often, women and even men with slight declines in bone density, what's called osteopenia, are put on these medications where their efficacy has been more established and proven when you actually have osteoporosis. But to use them merely for prevention, in my opinion, is overkill, especially with the downside risk of increasing the risk for certain types of unusual fractures. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 gets you through to Intelligent Medicine. Anytime during the week, if you have a question or comment, maybe you've tried some of the things that we've recommended here in this program, or maybe you've got a medical tale to tell, keep it brief, keep it pithy, and call 877-726-8255 like this caller did. Let's hear it.
Something for bloating and indigestion.
Okay, that is brief and pithy, and okay, really common problem. It's a form of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and of course, you know, if you got bloating and indigestion that doesn't respond to simple measures like diet change or, you know, certain supplements, you need to get it checked out, because sometimes it's a sign of an impending problem. But for the most part, bloating and indigestion are very amenable to simple diet modifications. And one of the best interventions is something called the low FODMAP diet. And the low FODMAP is an acronym. It's, you know, FODMAP. So the F stands for fructans, the O stands for oligosaccharides, the D stands for disaccharides, the M stands for monounsaccharides, and the A stands for and the P stands for polyols. So Yeah, I got, you know, six out of seven, 5 out of 6. The A stands for and. That's why I had a problem. FODMAP. I mean, you need a vowel in there, right, to pronounce it. So when you undertake a FODMAP diet, it's not forever. It's a trial of elimination of foods that correspond to these different categories. And it's actually kind of a low carbohydrate diet. It eliminates sugars, but it also eliminates difficult to digest foods like beans, which are a no-brainer in terms of gas and bloating. But it also removes things like wheat, which is a fructan. And when you eliminate these things, often you have a decrease in fermentation in your gut. Fermentation in your gut, sometimes referred to as SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, which causes bubble, toil and trouble, gas, and bloating. And often with that kind of diet, we see marked improvements in your gas and bloating. So I would recommend, you know, look, I don't have to describe it for you. There's plenty of resources on the internet. Just Google low FODMAP diet. Give it a shot for a couple of weeks. And then if you have dramatic improvements, you can add an F, you can add an O, you can add a D, you can add one from each category. And you may discover that you're fine with the Fs, but it's the Ds that are the problem for you. And then you can move more towards a more comprehensive diet, less restrictive, while eliminating the things that are your dietary culprits. Of course, there are other things like probiotics that are helpful. Some people find that using certain antibacterial, natural antibacterial things like berberine or extracts of oregano are helpful because they suppress the growth of bacteria. Even peppermint has that kind of effect. It also tends to reduce spasm in the intestinal tract. So these are some of the approaches that we might use. I wrote a book many years ago called 7 Weeks to a Settled Stomach, and some of those tips that are in that book that is easily nearly 20 years old are still applicable today. That book is still in print, and you probably get a copy for about $1.99. All right, there you have it. All right, you know, we're talking about the escalating costs of health care in America. And, you know, I was disappointed with, you know, the debates. You know, they talk about what are you going to do about health care? And it all boiled down to, like, are you for Obamacare? Are you against Obamacare? You know, that's the sum total of it. But there's so much we can do to make health care more efficient and look for root causes that are driving up our health care budget. But that's a story for another day. I think that RFK Jr. is putting out a lot of information about that and about how our healthcare system is corrupt, inefficient, wasteful, and spends a lot of money on expensive high-tech interventions that enrich the pharmaceutical industry and the device industry. But here's some shocking statistics. Healthcare CEOs made $3.5 billion last year. Even when the stock market for healthcare stocks tumbled in 2023, chief executives raked in $11 million on average. The two highest paid CEOs were Stephanie Bancel of Moderna, obviously the vaccine maker, cashed in big. $305 million in compensation. Veeva Systems, that's some kind of healthcare chain, $246 million for their CEO. In biotech and pharmaceuticals, the 10 highest paid CEOs made $760 million. Some of the eye-catching names were David Ricks of Eli Lilly, who made $73.9 million in a year. Joseph Zubretsky of Medicaid-focused insurer Molina Healthcare made $51.2 million per year. Healthcare of America's Sam Hazen topped the list, making $43 million in 2023. So there you have it. You know, some of these healthcare moguls are cashing in big. And, you know, the average healthcare worker makes a mere fraction of that. And, you know, they're attempting to reduce healthcare expenditures by reducing reimbursements to doctors who are working in the trenches, sometimes under really demanding and heroic circumstances. Well, It's the bureaucratization of healthcare in America and the privatization of healthcare in America with windfall product profits for pharmaceutical executives and healthcare industry executives that is really draining our healthcare budget. So bad stuff. Good news for allergy sufferers. The FDA has fast-tracked the first nasal spray for allergic reactions. There's, you know, instead of the injectable pens, the EpiPens, well, now there will be an injectable option soon to be available for adults and children. So, you know, less invasive, more portable. People who suffer from severe, for example, peanut allergies, they'll have an option. Well, thanks very much for joining us today. And reminder that you can find all things Intelligent Medicine at our website, which is drhoffman.com. You want to shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements, go to my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. And follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, putting out information via our newsletter. You can subscribe at drhoffman.com and listen to our podcasts throughout the week. You can subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcast source. Have a great weekend.